Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Right.
Whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another edition of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble podcast for people desperate for an intimate connection with 26 letters of the alphabet and various schwas and tildes. I'm your host, Dave Postal, broadcasting from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And if you take away only one thing from our show today, in competitive Scrabble, any word at any time could be the difference between winning and losing, so why not learn all of them? This week's edition of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Woogles, an online community dedicated to word games and word gamers. For more information, visit their website at woogles.io. Scrabble Dabble Do is also brought to you by PuzzleWrite, publisher of the book The United States of Puzzles, Word Games, Brain Teasers, Trivia, and More by Eric Harshberger, now available at amazon.com. We're taking a break from our march through the alphabet of uncommon six-letter words today to do a special episode featuring words that begin or end with a body part. There are many people that study different words or types of words for competitive advantage. When I first started playing Scrabble, I thought it would help me to learn all the ING words, which of course made me fish, as in very specifically hold on to ING letters on my rack, and then hope to draw something with ending in ING. Of course, I've since abandoned this strategy because it really didn't work, but I'm still pretty good at with ING words. So just in case that comes up on an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, consider me one of your lifelines for words that end in ING. Also good with popular music and baseball trivia, but not much else, so be warned. I've known players who like to study flowers or plants or animals or words that end in two I's or words with sticky S's, all kinds of different things, and it's all good. Again, anything that helps with word retention is a good thing, and that's why we're bringing you this show today. By the way, coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll also be doing a special show on how to learn the Collins Dictionary, a must-listen for anyone who wants to add several thousand additional words to their repertoire that will give them the option to play Scrabble all around the world when, again, of course, the world reopens. I'd say maybe, what, 2023? Anyway, now let's get to the body part, shall we? Again, if I miss any, feel free to drop me a line on Facebook or send an email to scrabbledabbledo@gmail.com. And away we go. And here we go with body parts. Again, this whole list will be available on our website on Buzzsprout. So you can check that out. All these words will be listed. Let's start with head. Headed, H-E-A-D-E-D. Header, H-E-A-D-E-R. Headend, H-E-A-D-E-N-D, which is a communications facility. Headful, H-E-A-D-F-U-L. Headier, H-E-A-D-I-E-R. Heading, H-E-A-D-I-N-G. Headman, H-E-A-D-M-A-N. Not sure what that means, but I'm not going to tell you what I think it might mean. Headmen, H-E-A-D-M-E-N. Headpin, the headpin of a bowling game, and also has the anagram pinhead. Headset, H-E-A-D-S-E-T. Headway, H-E-A-D-W-A-Y. Headache, I'm already getting one. And headachy, H-E-A-D-A-C-H-Y. Headband, H-E-A-D-B-A-N-D. And headfish, H-E-A-D-F-I-S-H. F-I-S-H, which is indeed a fish. Headgate, H-E-A-D-G-A-T-E. Headgear, H-E-A-D-G-E-A-R, and the anagram gearhead. Headhunt, H-E-A-D-H-U-N-T, and headiest, H-E-A-D-I-E-S-T. Headland, H-E-A-D-L-A-N-D. Headlamp, as in a light. headless, H-E-A-D-L-E-S-S, headline, headlock, headlong, headmost, which is a water channel, H-E-A-D-M-O-S-T, headrace, H-E-A-D-R-A-C-E, headnote, headpond, H-E-A-D-P-O-N-D, which is a pond created by a dam, headrail, and the anagram railhead, headrest, headroom, headsail, headship, headshot, headsman, headsmen, headstay, which is support for a ship mast, H-E-A-D-S-T-A-Y, headward, H-E-A-D-W-A-R-D, headwind, headword, which is word put in the beginning of a book, headwork, H-E-A-D-W-O-R-K, which is mental work, which we might need after this, I gather. Behead, B-E-H-E-A-D, cohead, C-O-H-E-A-D, airhead, A-I-R-H-E-A-D, bedhead. What my hair would look like if I had any and just woke up. Big head, B-I-G-H-E-A-D, is an animal disease, while bowhead, B-O-W-H-E-A-D, is an Arctic whale. A bunhead is a female ballet dancer, and cathead, C-A-T-H-E-A-D, is a beam from a ship's bow. Egghead is a smarty pants. Fathead, F-A-T-H-E-A-D, is something nice to call somebody. Godhead, G-O-D-H-E-A-D. Hophead, H-O-P-H-E-A-D, is a drug addict. I haven't heard that word since the 40s. Hothead, H-O-T-H-E-A-D. Jarhead is a marine, J-A-R-H-E-A-D. Jughead, Veronica's friend, maybe her boyfriend too. I haven't watched Riverdale. Mophead, M-O-P-H-E-A-D, is a person with shaggy hair. Pinhead and headpin, as I mentioned before. Pithead, P-I-T-H-E-A-D, is a mine entrance. Pothead is somebody who smokes too much. Raghead, R-A-G-H-E-A-D. I won't say what it is, but you can look that one up. Redhead, R-E-D-H-E-A-D, has the anagram adhered, A-D-H-E-R-E-D. Saphead, S-A-P-H-E-A-D, is a gullible person. Subhead is the heading below a regular heading. Towhead, T-O-W-H-E-A-D, warhead, acidhead, baldhead, barehead, B-A-R-E-H-E-A-D, doesn't take an S at the end. Basehead, B-A-S-E-H-E-A-D, is a crack cocaine addict. Billhead, B-I-L-L-H-E-A-D, is a letterhead, while bluehead is not a lady over at the retirement village. It's a marine fish. Bolthead, B-O-L-T-H-E-A-D, is a long-necked glass vessel. Bonehead is making a mistake, B-O-N-E-H-E-A-D. Bulkhead is in a ship, B-U-L-K-H-E-A-D. And bullhead, B-U-L-L-H-E-A-D, is a catfish. Butthead is Beavis's lover. Clubhead, C-L-U-B-H-E-A-D, is part of a golf club. Cokehead is someone into cocaine. Deadhead, D-E-A-D-H-E-A-D, is not someone who follows the Grateful Dead around, but if they did, they would be someone who traveled without freight, and that would be a deadhead deadhead. Dickhead, I think that word was eliminated from the dictionary, but it's still here now. Dopehead, D-O-P-E-H-E-A-D, is a drug addict. Drophead, D-R-O-P-H-E-A-D, is a convertible car, while dumbhead is just a really lame way of telling somebody they're stupid. Flathead, F-L-A-T-H-E-A-D, is a food fish. Forehead is right there. Fuckhead, sorry to say that. I think that one's eliminated too. Gearhead again and headgear are anagrams. Gilthead is a fish, G-I-L-T-H-E-A-D, and has the anagram alighted, A-L-I-G-H-T-E-D. Hardhead, somebody who is stubborn. Hashhead, a hash addict, and a really good way to get rid of all your H's, especially if you have three in your rack, H-A-S-H-H-E-A-D. Hogshead, H-O-G-S-H-E-A-D, is a large cask. Knothead, K-N-O-T-H-E-A-D, is a kind of a dopey person. Lakehead, top of a lake, L-A-K-E-H-E-A-D. Longhead is a long-skulled person, L-O-N-G-H-E-A-D, and has the anagram headlong. Lunkhead is a dopey person. Masthead, top of a newspaper, M-A-S-T-H-E-A-D. Meathead, M-E-A-T-H-E-A-D, look at Rob Reiner. Nailhead, N-A-I-L-H-E-A-D. Overhead, O-V-E-R-H-E-A-D. Plowhead, P-L-O-W-H-E-A-D, is the clevis of a plow. Railhead and headrail are anagrams. And by the way, railhead has the front hook of a T, and it's also the end of a railway line. Shithead, I think that one's been eliminated from the dictionary too, but don't quote me on that one. Skinhead, one whose hair is cut very short. Softhead is a fool. Sorehead is a sore loser. Toolhead is part of a machine. And wellhead is a source of spring water and has the front hook of S. All right, let's go to hand. Hand axe is a hand axe, don't you know? Handed, H-A-N-D-E-D, and hander, H-A-N-D-E-R, has the anagram harden. Handle, handbag, hand car, handful, handgun, handier, handily, handing, hand off, which has the anagram offhand, hand out, hand saw, hand sell, H-A-N-D-S-E-L, is to give a gift to and has the anagram handles, H-A-N-D-L-E-S, hand set, hand ball, hand bill, hand book, hand clap, hand cuff, hand fast, which is to grip securely, hand grip, which is to, you can hand grip a hand fast, I suppose, hand held, a device, hand hold, something to do romantically, handicap, handiest, handless, without hands, and again the anagram hand sells, giving gifts to, hand like, hand line, H-A-N-D-L-I-N-E, handling, hand list, hand loom, handmade, H-A-N-D-M-A-D-E, and H-A-N-D-M-A-I-D. Hand over, H-A-N-D-O-V-E-R, and the anagram overhand. Hand pick, hand rail, hand sewn, hand work, hand writ, H-A-N-D-W-R-I-T, and of course you can add an E to the end of that as well as an S. Handyman, H-A-N-D-Y-M-A-N, and handy men, of course. Unhand, U-N-H-A-N-D, cowhand. Offhand, and the anagram handoff. Backhand, barehand, B-A-R-E-H-A-N-D, not the hand of a bear, but a bare hand, as in with nothing on it, a naked hand, as it were. Clubhand, which is a deformed hand, C-L-U-B-H-A-N-D, deckhand, dockhand, D-O-C-K-A-H-A-N-D, a farmhand, F-A-R-M-H-A-N-D, a forehand, F-O-R-E-H-A-N-D, and freehand, off F-R-E-E-H-A-N-D, longhand, L-O-N-G-H-A-N-D, overhand, O-V-E-R-H-A-N-D, and the anagram handover. Earbud, E-A-R-B-U-D, has the anagram dauber. Earful, E-A-R-F-U-L, has the has the anagram ferula, F-E-R-U-L-A, which is a flat piece of wood. Earring, E-A-R-I-N-G, has the anagrams gainer, regain, reagin, and regina. Earlap, E-A-R-L-A-P. Earned, E-A-R-N-E-D, as in earned, I suppose, has the anagrams endear and neared. Earner, E-A-R-N-E-R, has the anagrams nearer and re-earn. Earths, E-A-R-T-H-S, has the anagrams haters and hearts. Earthy, E-A-R-T-H-Y, has the anagram hearty. Earwax, E-A-R-W-A-X. Earwig, E-A-R-W-I-G. Earache, E-A-R-A-C-H-E. Eardrop, E-A-R-D-R-O-P. Eardrum, E-A-R-D-R-U-M. Earflap, E-A-R-F-L-A-P. Earhole, E-A-R-H-O-L-E. Earldom, E-A-R-L-D-O-M. Earless, having no ears, E-A-R-L-E-S-S, has the anagrams leasers, resales, reseals, and sealers. Earlier, E-A-R-L-I-E-R, has the anagram learier. Earlobe, E-A-R-L-O-B-E. Earlock, E-A-R-L-O-C-K. Earmark, E-A-R-M-A-R-K. Earmuff, E-A-R-M-U-F-F. Earnest, or Ernest, has the anagrams Eastern, Nearest, and Styrene. Earning, or Earning, E-A-R-N-I-N-G, has the anagrams Aginner, A-G-I-N-N-E-R, Engrain, Granny, G-R-A-N-N-I-E, and Nearing. Earplug, E-A-R-P-L-U-G, has the anagrams Grapple, G-R-A-U-P-E-L, and Plager. Earring with two R's, E-A-R-R-I-N-G, has the anagrams angrier, grainer, rangier, and rearing. Earshot, E-A-R-S-H-O-T, Earthed, E-A-R-T-H-E-D, has the anagram hearted. Earthen has the anagram hearten. Earthly, E-A-R-T-H-L-Y, has the anagram lathery. Earworm, E-A-R-W-O-R-M. Earliest, E-A-R-L-I-E-S-T, has the anagrams ateliers, leeriest, and realties. Earlship, E-A-R-L-S-H-I-P, has the anagram hair lips, and plashier, P-L-A-S-H-I-E-R. Earphone, E-A-R-P-H-O-N-E. Earpiece, E-A-R-P-I-E-C-E. Earstone, E-A-R-S-T-O-N-E. It's an otolith, hard mass in the ear, and has the anagram resonate. Earthier, E-A-R-T-H-I-E-R, has the anagram heartier, while earthly has the anagram hardly. Clearly not ear words, but they start with ear, so what am I supposed to do? Earthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G, has the anagrams hearting, H-E-A-R-T-I-N-G, and ingather. Earthman, E-A-R-T-H-M-A-N, and earthmen, of course. Earthnut, E-A-R-T-H-N-U-T, is a European herb. Earthpea, E-A-R-T-H-P-E-A, is a twining plant, while earthset is the setting of the earth as seen from the moon, E-A-R-T-H-S-E-T, and has the anagram theaters and theaters. Ear waxes, E-A-R-W-A-X-E-S. Let's do some legs now. It's leg day. Bowleg, B-O-W-L-E-G, has the anagram weblog. Dogleg, D-O-G-L-E-G, has the anagram logged, L-O-G-G-E-D. Midleg, M-I-D-L-E-G, has the anagram glimed, while proleg, P-R-O-L-E-G, has no anagrams, but it's the abdominal leg of a larva. Redleg, R-E-D-L-E-G, is a bird with red legs and has the anagrams gelder and ledger. Bootleg, B-O-O-T-L-E-G, foreleg, F-O-R-E-L-E-G, gateleg, G-A-T-E-L-E-G, is a table with extensions supported by movable legs. Jackleg is an unskilled worker. Blackleg is to work against a labor strike, B-L-A-C-K-L-E-G. Roughleg, R-O-U-G-H-L-E-G, is a large hawk. Leghold, L-E-G-H-O-L-D, is an animal trap. Leggies is having long legs. Leghorn, I say, leghorn, is a smooth plaited straw. Legless is without legs. Leg-like is light legs. Leg-gongs, or legongs, L-E-G-O-N-G-S, is a Balinese dance. Legroom, or legroom, is having room for your legs. Legumes, L-E-G-U-M-E, or L-E-G-U-M-E-S, is a plant, while legumin is a plant protein, L-E-G-U-M-I-N, and has the anagram gumline. Legwork, L-E-G-W-O-R-K, leggiero, is a graceful manner, L-E-G-G-I-E-R-O. Legerity is the quickness of the body, L-E-G-E-R-I-T-Y, and leggiest, L-E-G-G-I-E-S-T. Nosebag, N-O-S-E-B-A-G, is a feed bag, usually with horses. I haven't seen humans with them, but I don't go to Golden Corral very often, so they might be there for all I know. Nosebag, N-O-S-E-B-A-G. Nosegay is a bouquet, N-O-S-E-G-A-Y. Noseband, N-O-S-E-B-A-N-D, is part of a horse's bridle. Nosedive takes a D or an S, nosedive. And the plural of nosedive is, of course, nosedove, don't you know? Say it all the time. Noseless, N-O-S-E-L-E-S-S, has the anagram soulness, S-O-L-E-N-E-S-S. Nose-like, being like a nose, N-O-S-E-L-I-K-E. Acinose is a sac-like gland, A-C-I-N-O-S-E. Aranose, A-R-E-N-O-S-E, is sandy. Hognose, H-O-G-N-O-S-E, is a non-venomous snake. And mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E, is sugar, of course. Spinose, S-P-I-N-O-S-E, is spiny. And it doesn't take an S, by the way. Urinose, U-R-N-O-S-E, pertaining to urine, also doesn't take an S. Agonose, A-G-I-N-O-S-E, is angina and has the anagram agonize. Bluenose is a puritanical person, B-L-U-E-N-O-S-E, has the anagram nebulose. Bullnose, B-U-L-L-N-O-S-E, is a swine disease, while cone nose, C-O-N-E-N-O-S-E, is a blood-sucking insect. Diagnose, has the anagram agonized. Farinose, F-A-R-I-N-O-S-E, is a fine metal, a fine meal made from cereal grain. And furinose, F-U-R-A-N-O-S-E is sugar. And I once had Farinose and Furinose played on me in the same game. It was a 600-point game played against me by Rachel Knapp. She scored over 600 points with just a J and an S. No blanks, no other power ties. Still managed to score 600 and played Farinose and Furinose in the same game. I actually have that. I have a copy of that, so I can post that at some point. Hardnose, H-A-R-D-N-O-S-E. Hawknose, H-A-W-K-N-O-S-E. The nose of a hawk. Hooknose, H-O-O-K-N-O-S-E. And Lacunose, L-A-C-U-N-O-S-E, marked by shallow depressions. Laminose, which is L-A-M-I-N-O-S-E, composed of laminae, has the anagram semolina. Prognose, I'm not even going to go there. Prognose, P-R-O-G-N-O-S-E, prognose. Pruinose, P-R-U-I-N-O-S-E, is having a powdery covering. Pyranose, P-Y-R-A-N-O-S-E, is a sugar, while Rhamnose, R-H-A-M-N-O-S-E, is also a sugar and has the anagram menorahs, M-E-N-O-R-A-H-S, and horsemen. Starnose, a burrowing mammal, S-T-A-R-N-O-S-E, has the anagrams assenter, santeros, senators, and treasons. Tubenose, T-U-B-E-N-O-S-E, is a bird with tubular nostrils, while venenose is poisonous. Mouthed, M-O-U-T-H-E-D, mouther, mouthful, mouthier, mouthily, mouthing, mouthfeel. I don't know what that actually means. M-O-U-T-H-F-E-E-L. Mouthiest, mouthless, which at this point I wish I was mouthless so I wouldn't have to be reading all these words. Mouth-like, mouth part, part of a mouth, mouthwash, bad mouth, B-A-D-M-O-U-T-H, big mouth, vermouth, actually vermouth, a liqueur, V-E-R-M-O-U-T-H, warmouth, W-A-R-M-O-U-T-H, which is a fish, frogmouth, F-R-O-G-M-O-U-T-H, is a bird, go figure, goalmouth, G-O-A-L-M-O-U-T-H, is the area in front of a soccer goal, loudmouth, you know what they are, and poormouth, P-O-O-R-M-O-U-T-H, is to speak ill of, footed, F-O-O-T-E-D, footer, F-O-O-T-E-R, has the anagram fotor, F-O-E-T-O-R. Footy, F-O-O-T-I-E, is a flirting game with feet. Footle, F-O-O-T-I-T-L-E, is to waste time. Not like I haven't done that before. Footsie, same as footy, F-O-O-T-S-Y, that footy, footsie game. Footage, F-O-O-T-A-G-E. Footbag, F-O-O-T-B-A-G, is a small bag filled with pellets. Footbed, F-O-O-T-B-E-D, is an insole, while footboy is a serving boy, F-O-O-T-B-O-Y. Footier, F-O-O-T-I-E-R, is paltry. Footing, F-O-O-T-I-N-G. Foothold is to waste time. Footler is someone who does it, F-O-O-T-L-E-R. Footman is a male servant. Footmen are many male servants, in case you're wealthy. Footpad, F-O-O-T-P-A-D, is one who robs a pedestrian. Didn't know that, did you? Footway, F-O-O-T-W-A-Y, is a footpath, of course. Football, footbath, F-O-O-T-B-A-T-H, footfall, footgear, foothill, foothold, footiest, most paltry, F-O-O-T-I-E-S-T, footless, footlike, footling, footlong, as in subway, footmark, footnote, footpace, footpath, footrace, footrest, footrope, footslog is to march through mud, a footslog, don't you know? Footsore, F-O-O-T-S-O-R-E, footstep, footwall is a layer of rock, footwear, footwell is a space for feet under the motor vehicle, footworn, Bigfoot is an influential person, not what you thought I was going to say, did you? Finfoot is a bird, F-I-N-F-O-O-T, hotfoot, outfoot, webfoot, barefoot, B-A-R-E-F-O-O-T, clubfoot, crowfoot, which is a plant, C-R-O-W-F-O-O-T, flatfoot, it's a police officer, forefoot, F-O-R-E-F-O-O-T, let's go to arm, shall we? Disarm, D-I-S-A-R, D-I-S-A-R-M, has the anagram dirams, prearm, P-R-E-A-R-M, rewarm or ruarm, REWARM has the anagram warmer. A swarm, ASWARM. Becharm, BECHARM. Also has the anagram Breckham, BRECHAM, chamber, spelled both CHAMBER and CHAMBRE. Beswarm, BESWARM, firearm, FIREARM, forearm, FOREARM, nonfarm, NONFARM, overarm, OVEARAM, prewarm, PREWARM, sidearm, SIDEARM, has the anagrams admires, misread, sederim, and tonearm, TONEARM, and yardarm, YARDARM, is the end of a ship's spar. Armada, ARMADA, has the anagram Ramada, RAMADA, which, believe it or not, is a shelter. Armlets, ARMLETS, has a medieval helmet, and has the anagrams Lamster and Tremails, TRAMELS. Armors, ARMERS, has the anagram Rearms. Armful, ARMFUL, has the anagram Fulmar, FULMAR. Armies, ARMIES, has the anagrams Aimers, Rainies, RAMIES, and Samier. Arming, ARMING, has the anagram Margin. And Armlet, which is an armband, has the anagram Trammel. Armors, ARMORS, Armory. Armpit, ARMPIT, has the anagram Impart. Armor, ARMOUR, Amur, ARMURE. Armband, ARMBAND, Armhole. Armiger, ARMIGER, one who carries armor. Armilla, ARMILLA, is a thin membrane. Armings, again, the plural of arming, and has the anagram margins. Armless, ARMLESS, and of course has the front hook H, as well as CH. Write that one down. Arm-like, like an arm, of course. Armload, ARMLOAD. Armlock is a wrestling hold and has the anagram lock ram, LOCKRAM, and you know the spelling of armlock already. Armoire is a cabinet, ARMOIRE. Armored, of course you know. Armrest, ARMREST, has the anagram smarter, which you should be at the end of this. Armsful, ARMSFUL, has the anagram armfuls and fulmars. Armagnac, ARMAGNAC, for you studying your very long nines. Armament, ARMAMENT, armchair. Armguard, Armigero, ARMIGERO, is a carrier of armor. Armillae, ARMILLAE, thin membrane of fungi. Armonica, it's a harmonica without the H. Armorial, ARMORIAL, a tree stice on heraldry. And army worm, ARMYWORM, a destructive moth larva. Let's take a break. Let's hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more body parts after these messages.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Today's episode of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Woogles.io, an online gaming community dedicated to word games and word gamers. Members can play for free on web browser, tablet, or phone. You can experience unrivaled, easy interface gameplay suitable for world-class Scrabble play at any level. For more information on clubs, tournaments, or solo play against the infamous HastyBot computer, visit their website at woogles.io. Today's edition of Scrabble Dabble Do is also brought to you by Puzzle Right, publishers of the book The United States of Puzzles, Word Games, Brain Teasers, Trivia, and More by Eric Harshberger and available at Amazon.com.
The toe bone's connected to the foot bone. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. Let's shake them skeleton bones. The leg bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. Let's shake them skeleton bones.
I'm sure you're dying to know how that song ends, but let's just say it ends how you think it ends. And let's get back to our body part special episode of Scrabble Dabble Doo. By the way, check out all our episodes. This is episode 3 of our second season. If you really want to just study words in a different way, passively, just listening to my voice drone on and on, this has got to be for you. Check it out over at buzzsport.com, and link is over there. So thanks for listening. Thanks for coming here. And thanks, everyone, for downloading the show as often as you have. And let's move on. Big Eye, B-I-G-E-Y-E, is a fish. Bug Eye, B-U-G-E-Y-E, is a boat. Red Eye, R-E-D-E-Y-E, is not what you think it is. It's a railroad danger signal. Rib Eye, R-I-B-E-Y-E, is a cut of beef. Buckeye, also not what you think it is. Ohioans, it's a tree. Cockeye, definitely not what you think it is. C-O-C-K-E-Y-E. Deadeye, D-E-A-D-E-Y-E, is a marksman. Fisheye, F-I-S-H-E-Y-E. Frogeye, F-R-O-G-E-Y-E, is a plant disease. Goldeye, G-O-L-D-E-Y-E, is a fish. Mooneye is also a fish, M-O-O-N-E-Y-E. Pinkeye, P-I-N-K-E-Y-E, is an eye inflammation. Shuteye, S-H-U-T-E-Y-E, might be what you're getting somewhere through the rest of this part of the episode. Sockeye, S-O-C-K-E-Y-E, is a salmon. Walleye, W-A-L-L-E-Y-E, is an eye with a white cornea. Birdseye is frozen food, B-I-R-D-S-E-Y-E. Bullseye, B-U-L-L-S-E-Y-E. Tiger eye, T-I-G-E-R-E-Y-E, is a gemstone. Watcheye, W-A-T-C-H-E-Y-E, is same as a walleye. Eyebar, E-Y-E-B-A-R, is a metal bar with a loop on one or both ends. Eye cup, E-Y-E-C-U-P, is a cup used for applying lotion to the eye. Eyeful, E-Y-E-F-U-L, is a tower in, no, it's not, it's just lots of stuff in your eye. Eyeing, E-Y-E-I-N-G, eyelet, E-Y-E-L-E-T, eyelid, E-Y-E-L-I-D, eyeable, E-Y-E-A-B-L-E, eyeball, E-Y-E-B-A-L-L, eyebeam, E-Y-E-B-E-A-M, is a glance. Eyebolt, E-Y-E-B-O-L-T, is a type of bolt or screw. Eyebrow, eyefold, E-Y-E-F-O-L-D, eyehole, E-Y-E-H-O-L-E, eyehook, eyelash, eyeless, E-Y-E-L-E-S-S, eyelift, eyelike, E-Y-E-L-I-K-E, eyeshot, E-Y-E-S-H-O-T, eyesome, E-Y-E-S-O-M-E, is pleasant to look at. Eyespot, E-Y-E-S-P-O-T, is a visual organ of lower mammals and has the anagram peyotes, P-E-Y-O-T-E-S. Eyewash, E-Y-E-W-A-S-H, no, you don't put your eyes in the, never mind. Eyewear, E-Y-E-W-E-A-R, eyewink, E-Y-E-W-I-N-K. Brained, B-R-A-I-N-E-D, and has the anagram bandier. Brainiac, B-R-A-I-N-I-A-C, brainier. Brainily, braining, brainish, means impetuous, B-R-A-I-N-I-S-H, and has the anagram bairnish, B-A-I-R-N-I-S-H. Brain pan, B-R-A-I-N-P-A-N, is the skull. End brain, back of the skull. Midbrain, middle of the skull. P-brain, P-E-A-B-R-A-I-N. Bird brain means about the same. Forebrain, front of the brain, F-O-R-E-B-R-A-I-N. Hind brain, once again, the back of the brain. Lame brain, L-A-M-E-B-R-A-I-N. Tiptoe and tippy toe. Toe cap, T-O-E-C-A-P, is the front of the toe. And has the anagram capote, C-A-P-O-T-E. Towing, T-O-E-I-N-G. Toe rag, which is a contemplative person, T-O-E-R-A-G, has the anagrams garot, G-A-R-O-T-E, and orgiate. Toe clip, T-O-E-C-L-I-P, toe hold, T-O-E-H-O-L-D, toe less, without toes, toe like, toe nail, T-O-E-N-A-I-L, has the anagram elation, toe shoe is a dance slipper without a heel, toe piece, T-O-E-P-I-E-C-E, and toe plate, T-O-E-P-L-A-T-E, place to warm your toes, of course. Chestful, C-H-E-S-T-F-U-L, chestier, C-H-E-S-T-I-E-R, has the anagram heretics. Chestily, C-H-E-S-T-I-L-Y, has the anagram, I can't even pronounce this, L-E-C-Y-T-H-I-S, L-E-C-Y-T-H-I-S, is a shrub. Chestnut, C-H-E-S-T-N-U-T, someone obsessed with boobs, kidding. Butchest, B-U-T-C-H-E-S-T, or butt chest, if you were. And gaucheus, G-A-U-C-H-E-S-T. Let's do lips, shall we? Let's lock these lips in. Philip, F-I-L-L-I-P, is to strike sharply. Inclip is to clasp, I-N-C-L-I-P. Rifflip, R-I-F-L-I-P, is a DNA fragment. Unclip, unclip. Cow's slip. These flowering plants, C-O-W-S-I-L-I-P. Gym's lip, G-Y-M-S-L-I-P, is a sleeveless tunic. Hair lip, an actual lip, H-A-R-E-L-I-P. Non-slip, payslip, P-A-Y-S-L-I-P, has the anagram sappily. Toe clip, T-O-E-C-L-I-P. Wow, that's got toe at the front and lip at the back. It's great. Anti-slip or anti-slip. A-N-T-I-S-L-I-P has the anagram pintails, alpinist, and tailspin. Backflip, B-A-C-K-F-L-I-P. Landslip, the fall of a mass of earth. Overslip, and the anagram slip over. Sideslip, sweetlip, S-W-E-E-T-L-I-P is a fish. Underlip, U-N-D-E-R-L-I-P. Lipless, without lips. Lip-like. Lipoid is a lipid, L-I-P-O-I-D. Lipomas is a tumor. Sad to say, lippens is to trust, L-I-P-P-E-N-S, has the anagram nipples. Lippier, L-I-P-P-I-E-R, has an F or an S front hook. Lipping has a B hook, a C hook, an F hook, or an S hook. It means to talk back to. Lip read, L-I-P-R-E-A-D, has the anagram predial, which is not pronounced predial, it's pronounced predial, P-R-E-D-I-A-L. And it means pertaining to land and definitely doesn't take an S. So the word predial is not good. But predial is. Lip gloss, L-I-P-G-L-O-S-S. Lip liner. Lipocyte, L-I-P-O-C-Y-T-E, is a fat-producing cell. I've got a lot of them. Has the anagram epicotyl, E-P-I-C-O-T-Y-L. Lipogram is a writing in which a certain letter is omitted. It's not, never mind. Lipomata, L-I-P-O-M-A-T-A, liposome, L-I-P-O-S-O-M-E, lipened, L-I-P-P-E-N-E-D, and lippered, L-I-P-P-E-R-E-D, means to ripple. Lippiest, L-I-P-P-I-E-S-T, lippings, which are lip outgrowths, has the anagram slipping, and lipstick, you know what that is, toothier, toothily, toothing, toothache, toothfish, believe it or not, toothfish is a fish. How about that? Toothiest, toothless, tooth-like, toothpick, toothsome, dog tooth, which is a pointed tooth, eye tooth, also a pointed tooth, and sawtooth, S-A-W-T-O-O-T-H, the cutting edge of a saw. Fingerer, F-I-N-G-E-R-E-R, fingered, fingertip, are all your finger words. Co-chair, co-chair, C-O-C-H-A-I-R, that's hair, co-chair. Cock hair. Unchair, U-N-C-H-A-I-R, armchair. Sorry, these are all hair words, and none of them are hair words. They're all chair words. Bedchair. Then we've got long hair, an actual hair word, L-O-N-G-H-I-R. Wire hair, which is a dog. Wire hair, W-I-R-E-H-A-I-R. Hair cap, H-A-I-R-C-A-P, has the anagram Sharpay, which is not a dog. C-H-A-R-P-A-I is actually an Indian bed. Hair cap, obviously, is a cap you put on your head. Haircut, hairdos, hairier, hairily, hairnet, has the anagrams in earth and therian. Hairpin is a curve. Hair ball, ball of hair. Hair band, I think is not a metal band. It's not. It's It's a band that you put on your hair. Hair grip, H-A-I-R-G-R-I-P is a bobby pin. Hairiest, hairless, hair like, hair line, hair lock, piece of hair. Hair wing, H-A-I-R-W-I-N-G is a fishing lure. Hair work, I guess, whatever. Hair work is a work you do on your hair, maybe. Maybe you go to the gym. I'm going to do my hair work today. Hair worm is a worm, H-A-I-R-W-O-R-M. Backed, B-A-C-K-E-D, backer. Back up, back bar is the space where bottles go, behind a bar. Back bit, back fit, back hoe, B-A-C-K-H-O-E. Takes a D at the end, by the way. Backing, backlit, backlog, backlot, back out, has the anagram outback, back saw, back set, has the anagram setback, and by the way, back set means setback, makes sense to me. Backups, B-A-C-K-U-P-S, back ache, back beat, back bend, back bite, back bone, back cast, B-A-C-K-C-A-S-T is a fishing line, back chat is repartee, back comb, back date, back door, back down, back drop, back fill, back fire, back flip, back flow, back hand, back haul, back hoed, B-A-C-K-H-O-E-D, backings, backland, backlash, backless, backlist, back load, back most, which is also hindmost, backpack, back rest, back room, back rush, back seat, back side, back slap, back spin, back stab, backstay, which is a massive word. Backstop, back talk, backward, backwash, back win, back wood, back wrap, and backyard. Then we've got buyback, cutback, dieback, fatback, which is a fish, back fat, which is, I hate to tell you, probably from eating too many fatbacks, you get back fat. Finback, F-I-N-B-A-C-K is a whale. Hogback, H-O-G-B-A-C-K is a sharp ridge. Outback, payback, runback, setback, and the anagram backset. Sowback, S-O-W-B-A-C-K is a low ridge of sand, while sunback is cut low to expose sun. Tieback, tomback, T-O-M-B-A-C-K is a copper zinc alloy and can also be spelled without the K as in T-O-M-B-A-C. Wayback, W-A-Y-B-A-C-K, wetback. I think that word has been eliminated from the 2020 dictionary, just so you know, for your information. Bareback, B-A-R-E-B-A-C-K, doesn't take an S. Blowback, B-L-O-W-B-A-C-K, callback, cashback, clawback, comeback, drawback, fallback, fastback, feedback, fireback, which is a cast iron plate, fullback, giveback, grayback, which is a bird, halfback, hardback, haulback, H-A-U-L-B-A-C-K is a cable line, holdback, humpback, kickback, mossback, M-O-S-S-B-A-C-K is an old fish, playback, P-L-A-Y-B-A-C-K, plowback, puffback, P-U-F-F-B-A-C-K is an African bird, pullback, as well as pushback, those two definitely go together, rollback, roarback, R-O-R-B-A-C-K is a false story. Scatback, not sure what that is. I'm not going to look it up either. Seatback, skewback, S-K-E-W-B-A-C-K. Slotback, S-L-O-T-B-A-C-K. Snapback, softback, swayback, S-W-A-Y-B-A-C-K is saggy skin. Tailback, talkback, T-A-L-K-B-A-C-K, and it's anagram backtalk. Wingback finishes off all our backs. Face off, faceted, faceable, face down, faceless, facelift, face mask, face palm, facetely, facetely, F-A-C-E-T-E-L-Y is witty, FaceTime, F-A-C-E-T-I-N-E, FaceTime, surface of a cut gemstone, facetial, F-E-C-T-I-A-E, and faceted, a cut small plain surfaces, F-A-C-E-T-T-E-D. Biface, two faces, deface, e-face, E-F-F-A-C-E, n-face, reface, R-E-F-A-C-E, has the P front hook. Catface is a fruit deformity. Dogface is a U.S. Army soldier, and outface, O-U-T-F-A-C-E. Preface, takes a D, an R, or an S. Surface also takes a D, an R, or an S. Uniface, U-N-I-F-A-C-E, one-sided, boldface. Boniface, B-O-N-I-F-A-C-E, is an innkeeper. Clubface, coalface, foreface, fuckface. I think that one's been eliminated from the dictionary as well. Fullface, F-U-L-L-F-A-C-E, is a heavy face type. Poleface, P-O-L-E-F-A-C-E, postface, a brief note at the end of a publication. Shitface takes a D, an R, or an S at the end. Typeface, wayface, W-H-E-Y-F-A-C-E, takes a D or an S at the end. It's a pale, sallow face, a wayface. Then we've got blackface, doughface, falseface, interface, lightface, resurface, and whiteface. Bodying, B-O-D-Y-I-N-G, give form to. Body men is a car repair dudes. Body man is the singular of that. Body side, body suit, body surf, body wash, body work, embody, nobody, rebody, and of course that takes an O front hook. Anybody, non-body, a person, non-physical nature, or body, as we just mentioned. Unibody, a single molded unit that forms the chassis of an automobile. Antibody, busybody, co-embody, to embody jointly, C-O-E-M-B-O-D-Y. Dog body, a menial worker. Forebody, part of a ship, F-O-R-E-B-O-D-Y. Hard body, H-A-R-D-B-O-D-Y, is a muscular person. Homebody, re-embody, somebody. Wide body, a jet aircraft. Black body, disembody, everybody, and underbody. Kneecap, K-N-E-E-C-A-P, kneeling, K-N-N-K-N-E-E-L-I-N-G, kneeled. Knee pad, K-N-E-E-P-A-D, knee pan, K-N-E-E-P-A-N, which is the same as a kneecap. Knee hole, K-N-E-E-H-O-L-E, is a space for the knees. Kneeler, kneeling, kneesies, kind of like footsies, but a little more intimate, K-N-E-E-S-I-E-S. And knee sock, K-N-E-E-S-O-C-K, a sock that reaches the knees. Tongueless, tongue-like, ox tongue, O-X-T-O-N-G-U-E, is an herb. Blue tongue, B-L-U-E-T-O-N-G-U-E, is a fish. And bony tongue, B-O-N-Y-T-O-N-G-U-E, I have no idea what it is. Thigh, T-H-I-G-H-E-D, and thigh bone. Nailers, N-A-I-L-E-R-S, has the anagrams aligners and renails. Nailing, N-A-I-L-I-N-G, has the anagram aligning. Nail set, N-A-I-L-S-E-T, is a steel rod. Nail fold is the fold of skin around the nail. Nail head is the top of a nail. Nail list without nails, N-A-I-L-L-E-S-S, has the anagram Ainsells. And sensilla, S-E-N-S-I-L-L-A. Nail biter, nail brush. Agnail, A-G-N-A-I-L, is the loose skin at the fingernail. Renail has the anagrams aligner, larynx, linear, and nailer. Tenail, T-E-N-A-I-L, has the anagrams entail and tenial, means outer defense, by the way, tenail. Unnail, U-N-N-A-I-L, has the anagram annuli, A-N-N-U-L-I. Hobnail, H-O-B-N-A-I-L, is short nails with a broad head. Toenail, T-O-E-N-A-I-L, has the anagram elation, while tree nail, T-R-E-N-A-I-L, is a wooden peg and has the anagrams latrine, ratline, reliant, and retinal. Doornail, D-O-O-R-N-A-I-L, is a large-headed nail. Hangnail, you know what that is. A tree nail has the anagrams elaterin, E-L-A-T-E-R-I-N, and entailer. And, of course, thumbnail. Last but not least, bone bed, the area containing fossils, B-O-N-E-B-E-D. Bone set, B-O-N-E-S-E-T. Bonier, B-O-N-E-Y-E-R. Bonefish, bonehead, boneless, bone meal, B-O-N-E-M-E-A-L, is fertilizer made from bones. Boneyard is a junkyard. Boniest is the most bony, B-O-N-E-Y-E-S-T. D-bone, ham bone, hip bone, jaw bone, pin bone, red bone, backbone, which is a pin bone. Red bone is a hunting dog. Backbone, you know what that is, brow bone. B-R-O-W-B-O-N-E is a ridge or bone above the eye. Chin bone is where it should be. Fish bone, in a fish, of course. Knit bone, K-N-I-T-B-O-N-E, is a coarse herb. Ring bone is a bony growth on a horse's foot. Shin bone is the tibia. Tail bone is the coccyx. Trombone is the bone in your woodwind instrument, I'm assuming. And wishbone. I wish this was over, and my wish has been granted, because that's the last of our body parts. Thanks for listening, and again, keep listening and keep studying your words until you reach Scrabble infamy.